Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Rambles. And for those new listeners or listeners who haven't been following me, February 1st was my 4-year anniversary of doing the show. And for old listeners and new, thank you very much. It's really been a lot to me, especially the few months when I wasn't hosting my show, and now I'm back into it. And in a few weeks, I'll be turning 35. I'll be hitting my mid-30s. Yeah, very interesting feeling, and I will probably talk about it on the next episode because my 30th was a hunking turd. Nice way to put it. It was a disappointment. Yeah. Anyway, I was listening to Prince, which is weird. I found a Prince interview, and it's sort of one of his songs actually related to this topic. So I guess no guessing about it. I do have to give some backstory. So one of my friends sent me pictures of her baby. Baby's 2 months old, and he's so cute. I also have pictures of her other child, and it's like so cute. He's so cute. And I was like, I'm going to save a picture of your baby in the crowd. Yeah, because even though I'm not in a rush, like I think by 50s, in my early 50s, I'll be like, I'm finally ready for my own human child of my own. And I haven't really changed my view because it used to be between 35 and 55. Well, yeah, I have because I figure 53, I'll be ready. No, I'm tinkering, but it wasn't like, oh my gosh, I want to like do it, have it in my 30s or my 20s. And actually not wanting to have kids in my 20s was one of the reasons I actually had issues in a relationship because the guy was like, let's have kids in our, nope. At least I had enough sense of 19, nope. Sort of like when I wanted to get a tramp stamp, blah, blah, blah. It was like, okay, yeah, let me talk to my doctor about that. Yeah, no. So, and this is before I got that. That was with PCOS, and yeah. So, yeah, I said that to my, I thought that when my friend sent me the newest pictures of her baby, and I realized I have privilege. Usually when you think of black female, you don't privilege. You may think of the privilege of my melatonin making it so it's harder for me to, it's harder for people to guess my age physically. But you don't really think everything else because black women are at the bottom of the totem pole. Well, suffer with most likely to get a college degree and start down. But for the most part, you don't think of female, black female privilege. You may get flattered, but you don't. And my thinking that it's like, oh yeah, I had to catch myself. And I know privilege is such a buzzsheet, but the privilege was I can say that. And it's not looked at as weird. Because if a guy says, yeah, I'm saving pictures of my friend's kids in the cloud, you're sort of like, creep. A guy goes to, another example is at one of my jobs, I would, you know, look for the baby gifts. Like if somebody was pregnant, and I raised the money to buy gifts for babies and stuff like that. Loved it. And that was another thing. A guy planning a baby shower or going into a Babies R Us kind of store. It's like, why are you here? And are you gay? And I know that may sound homophobic, but there is that stereotype that straight men don't. They will go in for their, with somebody, but for a single straight man to go to Babies R Us alone, you get like side-eyed. But as a female, maybe they thought I was, it was my own kid. It was like, no, but I have that option. It's like, hey, I can walk around Babies R Us and look and, you know, goo and be like, oh, that's the new feed. I love it. I wonder if that's the right color and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, just sit around being enthusiastic about car seats, even though I still have no, I'm not in a rush to figure out how to put one in. I'm like, I'm not my kid, you know. Or looking at baby clothes. That's the thing. Yeah. So that really, I just never thought about that. And I really did. And I just took it for granted, you know. And also the whole cis thing. I mean, I'm pretty sure trans women, they have their stereotype. And they do. Everybody has their own. Going back to how to win friends and influence people, preconceived bias and prejudice. You have those views. It's like, oh, you're a woman. Think about it. I truly did not think about it. And, yeah, I did save the pictures because, you know, baby pictures. It's sort of like sleeping babies, you know. If I'm holding a sleeping baby, I'm more than like, if I were holding a sleeping baby right now, I would reschedule my show. I know that sounds so sexist, but there's some, I don't want to wake a sleeping baby. They're like alarm systems. And speaking of sleeping baby, my co-host isn't in here. She's probably going to walk later. She'll be all right. She's hyperactive and 4 months old. No, she'll be 5 months old in a few days. So, yeah, but it's a very interesting thing when you're confronted with your privilege because you don't know. You just, and you hear about it. It's like, oh, well, you have privilege. But until you're forced to face it, and well, I guess force is a negative thing, but until you had that, what Oprah likes to call aha moment, think about it, you know. You're so, like, as a cis black female, you're so, it's like you're inundated with everything else to the point of, oh, I have this. What else do I have? And I'm pretty sure maybe guys feel the same way. I don't know, you know, because guys are looked at the top of the totem pole. They don't think about it as like sort of used to it until something happens that epiphanes. Like, and I know that me saying it's like sounds very Valley Girl, but they don't think about it until they have had to have a pay cut where they make less. As much as a woman makes, especially if you are a, again, this sounds sort of right, but if you're a white gay guy and a white straight male, and then you have your salary cut to what a woman of a WOC, I'll just say that, because they make less than non. And for those who don't know, WOC is woman of color. So it's like, this is wrong, but it's like, it's always been like that, so what are you going to do? It's like, fix it. And I'm not trying to make this a race thing or a sexist thing of, you know, oh, all men are bad. I've known some great guys. I've known some not so great females. I've known some great females. I've known some not so great females. I'm just saying it's weird to notice those privileges that you just take for granted. Like you hear, you know, you were born in the first, well, it's easy to take for granted because I had no control over being born in America. I mean, you know, my mom was American. My mom's American. She didn't have a passport, so it wasn't like she was leaving the country. And, you know, she didn't get kidnapped and sent to some third world country, so she had me here. And you know, she was a good mom. Mentally disturbed drunk. I can say that. I mean, I feel like if I am calling the psych ward you were in for one of my birthdays, I can call you a mentally disturbed. Yeah. And she knew it. She couldn't help it, and she did what she could. I still think she should have went to more therapy. Of course, everybody needs a little therapy in their life, but that was a privilege, you know. She was a pretty decent mom, and then when she got, I got a new mom who sometimes I think I shock with some of the stuff that comes out of my mouth, and she knows it. And, you know, going to school in a day and age where I could go to school because the idea of females going to college, especially WOCs going to college, it's only been like in America, only like the last fourth of America's life where that's been an option. I mean, for so long, colleges, even if they allow women in, they didn't allow WOCs. So I was like, oh, okay, I was born in the 80s. I went to an HBCU. Okay, for those who don't know, historically black college, I chose it. I got in. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. So, again, not trying to make people feel bad about it. Just notice it. And it's like, sometimes it is funny. Like, what I could do about having pictures of my friend's kid. It's like, see, there's the baby. It's not mine. You know, I'm not looked at as crazy. If a guy shows pictures and gets all gushy about a straight guy, gets all gushy and shows pictures of kids, some people would think he's off, especially in this whole sexual predator age we're going through. So, yeah, very interesting thing. So, besides that, I've been networking more. I did have some bad clients this week. I know it's unprofessional, but I'm not giving their private information. But the standing up and the leaving, yeah, that was rude. Courtesy is gone. And I guess maybe it's, I don't even know if it's like a 21st century thing, but basic courtesy, and having basic courtesy does not mean you want to have sex with everybody. It just means I respect you enough as a human being to respect you. You know, I respect your time. Going back to what my friend said, time is a non-renewable resource. So I respect your resource enough to be like, I'm running late. You know, people carry around more technology in their hands with a smartphone than it took to put blah, 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 than it took to put a man in the moon. So if you carry around all that technology every day because you had the privilege of being born this century or in a century when smartphones were relatively common, you can use it to let people know you're late. I know, shocking. And with politics, it's more of the same. And it's like, these are long. I hope people go out and vote in November because it is the midterm election. So I'm just going to say that. I'm not going to give who to vote for because that's not my place. It's just make sure it's an informed decision and somebody you would have in your house to clean your house. That's my view. If I won't have you in my house cleaning my house, why am I trusting you with my Social Security and my Medicare? And, you know, even though for my generation, you know, Social Security won't exist, but why am I trusting you with taking care of me? Like, why am I giving you money to take care of me if I don't trust you in my house? So, yeah. And by the way, for those who don't know, I was born female. Obviously, I mean, I was born with ovaries. And I had PCOS, so obviously I kept my eggs. So, yeah, for those who don't know about gender identity and gender roles, guys are not exactly known for wanting to walk around babies on us. Women, they do that. I remember, like, when one of my friends, because I have a lot of friends who have sons, and when one of them was little, he fell off some playground stuff, and my instinct, I just got the 90-second mark. Anyway, my instinct was first aid kit and, you know, going by City Hall to make sure he doesn't get, like, lead poisoning from the paint. And one of his other relatives was like, just walk it out. And he was like, I'm okay. Oh my God, what if he gets hurt? And what if he, I hung out at hospitals way too much because I did have kidney problems and bladder problems and stuff. So, and watched too many medical dramas. Now it's like, I don't really like watching medical dramas. Also, I woke up at the end of one of my own surgeries. So I was like, not really. You know, I have friends who I did like private practice and started watching private practice after it was off the air. But I still can't. I've sat through maybe two episodes of Grey's Anatomy in 14 seasons. And I like Shonda Rhimes. I just am not a fan of Grey's Anatomy. I like other shows she does, but that one, not really into it. Maybe that's part of adulthood, you know. Gender identity is whatever somebody claims, and they want to claim this, they claim it. But it's still sort of funny. Anyway, I've got 20 seconds left on the clock. I just wanted to say thank you, guys. Happy anniversary. You can catch my next episode in 2 weeks. And enjoy your Sunday. Happy Super Bowl Sunday. I really don't care about the Super Bowl. Anyway, talk to you later.